Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today's scripture is Psalms 147 and 5. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, seekers of his word. Today is a special day as well. I had originally scheduled a young lady to come on the show. However, I had a meeting, and we were going to reschedule. And as I was looking at my ministry, Revelation, of course, came to me, and I wanted to, first of all, touch on the loss of Mr. Nelson Mandela and give you a brief synopsis of all of his historical elements as far as what he did for the nation, actually. And then I wanted to just say hey and kind of check in with everybody, because there is a great awakening, a great shift, as I said, that is on the horizon, and it has already started, actually. And there's a newness, and it's just a feeling. And I can't describe it, but you'll know it. So what I want to first of all say is I sympathize with the family, and we're praying for the Mandela family and other families who have lost someone. This is the time, actually, to pray, and I think that, and I am going to go into prayer, not only for the Mandela family, but for many people. We're going to go into prayer, and we're also going to honor Mr. Mandela by just giving you a little brief history about his awards and some of the things that he did for the country. And then basically I'm just going to speak with you whatever the Lord puts on my heart or places on my heart. But this day, today is really a special day, and the days to come. And I want to make sure that we are prayed up and ready for whatever shift of God's greatness, whatever shift of God's pleasures, whatever shift that God is about to do for this world, this nation. It's not just particular people. And it's just a different feeling that I have. But I wanted to spend a little time with you today, and I'm not going to prolong the show because my time is running. But well, let's go into prayer. Then after prayer, I want to highlight some of Mr. Mandela's attributes to this nation, give you a little brief synopsis, as you probably already know, but some people may not, so I'm going to go ahead and go over it anyway. And then I'm going to try to find a short clip or a video to maybe put on my page. But we're going to really miss Mr. Mandela. And I know that many people say, how can you miss someone and, you know, you just know them from on TV. But there is a spirit. When spirits connect, there is a connection. So, yes, you do miss these people. So, therefore, we're going to go into prayer. As I've said this 100 times, we're going to go into prayer. Then we're going to go into our value for Mr. Mandela. Then we're going to, I'm just going to speak with you. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for giving us your grace and mercy. We thank you for revelations. We thank you for everything that you have done for us, to us, through us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for our past. We thank you for our present. We thank you for our future, Lord. We understand and recognize that a lot of people have hurting hearts because of loss, because of things that have happened. We ask you, would you continue to comfort the Mandela family, bless those who are in that country. Bless the individuals who just need prayer because they're sad. They're sad, not only the Mandela family, but a lot of families who are sad because they have lost something or someone, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to keep us lifted up, Heavenly Father. Keep our head lifted up. Keep our eyes lifted up unto the hills from which cometh all of our help. Our help cometh from you, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you teach us how to pray? Teach us when to pray, Heavenly Father, and bless us to be the light that shines in a dark world. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to crown our head with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord. We're asking you, as this great awakening, this great shift, this great revelation, this huge mass, as it begins to unfold, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you strategically place people in their destinies, place their ministries, touch their ministries, whether they're just starting or whether they're already establishing, think they have everything, Heavenly Father, but you're able to open more doors and show them more ways to minister in order to save souls, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the legacy of Mr. Nelson Mandela. We thank you for the legacy of all of the other icons who have gone on before and those who are going, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each life that has been lived and each life that you saw fit to go back into heaven, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you, would you continue to help us to appreciate our days on earth, help us to appreciate what we have and who we have, Heavenly Father. Help us to be that type of nation, Lord. Bring peace that passes all understanding, joy that passes all understanding. If there is any hearts that are troubled, Lord, we're asking you, would you be the peace in the heart? If there is any depression or suicide, Lord, we're asking, would you bind those hands, Heavenly Father? Would you lift up someone's eyes so that they can focus more on you instead of their problem? We're asking you, would you bless the wayward child, Heavenly Father, those who have gone astray, those who are thinking about going astray, Lord, those who do not know you, Heavenly Father. We ask you to continue to shed light, Heavenly Father, on this dark world. Heavenly Father, would you make the words in the Bible come alive in our lives where we may walk and talk and think like you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, and we're just asking you, would you continue to be a comforter, Heavenly Father? Would you continue to wipe away tears? Would you continue to bring the sunshine in dismal places? Would you continue to be the eagle who flies high and looks over the people, Lord? Would you continue to be the father and the mother who comforts the children of God and those who are lost as well? Would you continue to be the shepherd who goes to seek the lost sheep? And would you continue to be the sheep who listen? Would you continue to help us to be the sheep who listen to your voice, Lord? We thank you for each revelation. We thank you for each thing you've shown. We thank you for the intimacy. We thank you for just being with us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the truths. We thank you for the righteous. We thank you for just everything that you have given us. We thank you for the anointing in our hands. We thank you for the anointing in our feet, where you will bless us to go into paths, Heavenly Father, that you have predesigned. We thank you for the hands that you've given us, Heavenly Father, for everything that we touch shall prosper. Lord, we're asking you, would you continue to look down upon us and help us to be who you would want us to be. Help us to be the people. Help us to be the leaders, the ministry. Help us to be the advocates. Help us to be the neighbors. Help us to be just who you would have us to be, Lord. And we're asking you, would you continue to mold us and make us into who you would want us to be, Lord. And then, Heavenly Father, we're just asking you, would you continue to keep us, Heavenly Father. Preserve our lives, Lord. We're asking you, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are in the convalescent homes, those who are homeless on the streets, Lord. Give them shelter, Lord. Have mercy on them, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would you bless those who are in the hospital who are asking and seeking prayers, those who are in the hospital who are in tears because there's nothing else the doctor can do. But we know that there is a doctor named Dr. Jesus who can do all things. And if Jesus can't fix it, that means nobody can. And, Lord, we're just asking you, would you continue to help us to learn how to trust in you. Help us to learn how to depend on you. Help us to learn how to be more like you. Lord Jesus, give us that guidance. Give us that discipline. Give us that understanding where we will know who you are and what you represent, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And first of all, I would like to thank all of my listeners for tuning in, because I know that you could be doing anything but listening to the Love Lift Jesus Up show. And I don't take anything for granted. I want to focus on Mr. Nelson Mandela. As you all know, Mr. Mandela passed away today, December 5th, 2013. He was born July 18th, 1918. His name is Mr. Nelson Mandela. I jotted down a few important points. Someone coined him as the icon of peaceful resistance. He was the president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. He focused on racism, poverty, inequality, fostering racial reconciliation. He was, I liken him to Dr. Martin Luther King, in focusing on bringing a nation together so that we could all be on one accord and do things decent and in order, which is also inscribed in the Bible. Mr. Mandela was a man of great dignity and was respected by all. If you would say his name anywhere in the country, there would be at least one person who would know his mission and his goal, which was to form a united nation. And so the topics, once again, that he focused on was racism, poverty, inequality, and fostering racial reconciliation. He received 250 honors as recorded, as I researched, in all. In 1993, he did receive the Nobel Peace Prize and the United States Presidential Medal of Freedom. So he received those awards. It was with great heartfelt sympathy that we learned of the passing of Mr. Nelson Mandela. We will continue. On behalf of the Love Lift Jesus Up show, we will continue to keep the family and the friends and the nation in our prayers. I have been actually following the story since it broke that he was admitted to the hospital, and they have been in my prayers. And so if we could continue to lift up not only the Mandela family, but families who are going through, because as I said before, the only thing that separates us is basically what we have, the things. And really the things doesn't separate us, because at the end of the day, we still have one God to pray for. We still, everybody on this earth needs prayer. There's no person who can truthfully say, I don't need prayer. And so when I pray, I don't just pray for the people I know. I pray for those individuals, the leaders of our countries. I pray for different individuals. So I'm very well much in tune and connected to to praying for different individuals. But I just wanted to highlight a little bit about Mr. Nelson Mandela so that individuals could at least Google or look up or say a little prayer tonight for the family and keep the family lifted up in prayer. Okay, and this is also a special show because I just wanted to touch base, make sure everybody's okay, and say hello and tell you a little bit about what's going on with the show, as I always do after the show. But we have a lot of individuals who are new, and I want you to know, what's going on. So first of all, the Love Lift Jesus Up show is about 7 months old now, and the mission is to reverence God. That's the purpose, that's the mission, that's the plan, and we're going to reverence God in any manner, whether it's connecting with individuals, interviewing them on the God, on the gifts that God gave them. Everything's connected back to God. An evangelist put that on my page, and God revealed that everything that we do is connected back to God. The interviews, connected back to God. God gave those individuals those gifts. Prayer. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. We are praying to God on Wednesdays. Health and fitness, God asks us that we take care of the temple of God, which is the body. And so we're giving back to God, and we never can be God-given. We're giving back to God. So that's the purpose of the Love Lift Jesus Up show. There is a fashion line, fashionsbylove.com, which is one of the sites that I have. You can check that out at any point. Another thing is that I seek gospel artists. I seek gospel comedians. I seek different artists with clean music, actress, actors, publicists, promoters, radio hosts, and different individuals to come on the show so that I can connect with them. And also, as I said before, I do a lot of event planning, and I kind of like to speak with people and, you know, get a feel of who they are and things of that nature. So that I'll know who to bring to my next show. And I really, really appreciate, while I have time here, I really, really appreciate the response. It's very good, and I look forward to different gospel events, the Stellars, and different events that's going on this year and at the beginning of next year and throughout the year. So in addition to that, as I said before, I just wanted to reiterate that I want to express my sympathy to the Mandela family. I want to express my love and joy and happiness to God and to my family and to my friends who listen to the radio station. This next segment, and I have 14 minutes, I just want to kind of give what God has placed on my heart. And I'm not sure if it's going to come in the form of a scripture or if it's just encouragement, and I believe it's encouragement. And I want to encourage each person, as God has given me this. Thank you, Jesus. I want to encourage each person on your daily walk with Christ. You're going to go through things in life that's going to bring you down. You're going to go through trials and tribulations. You're going to go through heartbreaks. You're going to go through losing people. You're going to go through gaining people in your lives. But what we need to recognize and realize is that God is going to be consistent in our lives, and God wants us to come to Him and ask Him for healing, ask Him for deliverance, ask Him for what you want. Okay? We have not because we ask not. And God wants us to begin to trust Him. I know that we cannot physically with the eye see God. I know that. And sometimes as you're growing or as we're growing in Jesus Christ, because we can't see God, then we begin to depend on the things that we can't, that we can see. That's why God say we walk by faith and not by sight. Do y'all know who faith is? Faith is God. Many people think that faith is a belief, okay? Faith is not a belief because our beliefs change. Thank you, Jesus. Faith is God, okay? So we walk by God and not by sight. We walk by God and not by sight. And so because we walk by God and because we have faith, okay, because like I said, you know, faith is not an emotion. Faith is God, and God never changes. And so God doesn't want our faith to be a belief. And let me explain this to you because it's kind of confusing. Faith, if we perceive faith as a belief, okay, that's our reality. If we perceive faith as God, that's our reality. Whichever way you perceive faith, okay, that's the way it's going to go. If you perceive faith as being God, then you're not going to waver. You're not going to change. In any circumstance, you're going to hold your anchor. When something is anchored, it's not going to move. So if we're anchored in God and our faith is anchored and our faith is God, then we're not going to have that wavering faith. But when a faith becomes belief, okay, when it becomes a truth or it becomes a belief, it's something that you believe, it's going to waver because of we're human and because different things happen in our lives. We think, well, is God really going to bring me out of this situation? Is God really going to be there for me? You know, yes, God is. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So why, when we get in the, you know, heat of the moment, then we lose our faith? We have our faith until we get into the fiery furnace. And Jesus said, hold up, I'm coming. I'm right here. I'm already here. I'm waiting on you. So God wants us to continue to trust Him And like I said, there's two parts to this. And you have to evaluate yourself, okay? So you have to say, is my faith a belief? Because when it becomes a belief, you only think it. And your thoughts change because of your moods, because of how you feel. Like right now, my head is hurting. And so I may say, oh, my gosh, I need to go to bed. But with God, my head is hurting. God said there's still more work to do, you know, because God knows there is a plan, there is a mission. But your beliefs change how you feel, you know. I mean, when you were in kindergarten, you know, do you feel the same way that you felt about your friend in kindergarten as you do when y'all get grown, you know? Things change, situations change, but God never changes, and that's something that I always iterate in my ministry, that God never changes. So our faith is God. He says, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and that's also in the Perfecting Your Walk guide, because a lot of us say, okay, well, faith is the size of a mustard seed. Right. God said you just have to believe in me. That means just believe in God. We don't have to wear a cross. We don't have to go around saying that I love the Lord, he heard my cry. God wants us to go around telling men, women, boys, and girls that they must be born again. He wants us to save Christians, but we don't need to go announcing who we are and things like that. God is saying, go and save souls. Bring people to him. He said that's why you have to have a faith of a mustard seed. That's nothing but trust. Trust in God. You know, and a lot of people correlate faith with a little bitty mustard seed. And I even did that. I showed a picture of it because that's how small it is. God said, if you put a little trust in me, talking about Jesus, then he's going to order our steps. But we have to trust God. We can't just go on our own judgment. If we trust ourselves, then definitely we should trust God, most definitely. In any circumstance, any situation, we should trust God. And I want to encourage somebody today. Don't become discouraged because of the world. The world talks. The world functions on beliefs. But when you get around people who really know God and the truths about God, then they function on something called faith. And faith is what takes you places. Faith is what keeps you going. And you have to have faith in God. There was a song called I Gotta Have Faith. Yeah, you do. Yeah, we do. We have to have faith in Christ, faith in God, knowing that God is going to work it out for our good. And I want to continue to encourage my young people. I want to continue to encourage our parents. I want to continue to encourage our aunts and uncles and grandparents to keep pushing, keep on moving, keep doing what you have to do. You can't let people bring you down. You can't let people. And I'm not gonna blame that on the devil. I don't know what, but you can't let people distract you like this commercial is distracting me. You can't do that. You just have to shut it off, just like that. Boom. You know, when you hear that, and that was a real good example and right on time. When you're talking about Christ, and you get these interruptions and people just talking. You have to learn how to shut it down and keep moving forward, focusing on God. Because if I would have focused on that and said, oh, y'all, hold on, let me focus on this, then I'm not helping save souls. I'm distracting. So therefore, God want us, I'm going to share this with you, and I don't know how many points I'm going to share, but I'm going to give what God gave. God want us to trust. He want us to believe. And he wants us to act. Trust, believe, and act. Trust, believe, and act. Trust, believe, and act. Trust, believe, and act. That's what he wants us to do. Trust in him because he is God. Believe. When you start trusting, then you believe. I believe that God's going to bring me out of this situation. I believe that God's going to bring me out of this depression. I believe that God is going to hush my enemies up. I believe that God is going to take me to the next level. I believe that God is going to do what he said do. I believe it. Why? Because God said it, and that settles it. That's why I believe it. Okay? Trust and believe. Then you have to act. We talk about that. You know, we talk about faith without works is dead. I don't know how many times I've said that. You have to take the initiative. You know, you can't, for instance, you can't sit down in your living room and say, I want some water, and don't take the initiative to get up and go get it. You know what I'm saying? You have to go get it. You have to, if you want some water, go get it. You know what I'm saying? You can't say, okay, God, can you bring me a glass of water when you're right there. God said, if you take the initiative, if you take that step, then I will lead and guide you to where you need to go. But you have to, first of all, move. You have to step. You have to get up and take the initiative to do it. Trust, believe, and act. That's what we have to do. That's what God wants us to do. God wants us to bring souls to him. That's our job. Nobody has assigned you that job. Our job is to continue to bring people to Christ. And sometimes we bring them to Christ informally by telling people how good God is. The Bible verse says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And we have to be the mouthpiece. Because as I said before, a lot of people, and God revealed this even in the book and right now, a lot of people are walking by faith, but they're stepping off. For instance, imagine yourself on a balance beam in gymnastics, all right? Or imagine yourself walking on a tree, the trunk of a tree that has fallen, all right? At some point, if you don't hold your arms out like an airplane, like their wings, if you don't hold both arms out, you're going to fall. God is saying we have to balance our faith. Balance our faith in him. Balance means that we can't be wavering. You can't say, okay, here's a situation right here. I'm going to step off of faith and I'm going to do it myself. I'm not going to ask God for nothing. That's a big mistake. So trust, believe, and act. So we have to do that. God wants us to do it, so let's do it. And you can do it. Whatever situation you're in, whatever circumstance you're in, whatever mood you're in, God can fix it. And I still say, and I said it today, and I'll say it forevermore, if God cannot fix it, then it can't be fixed. And there's nothing on this earth that's too hard for the God that I serve. I can't speak for anybody else, but I serve a God who is bigger than this earth. I serve a God, and I trust in God, and I believe in everything that God has told me. I believe it. And so I pray for you today, and I pray that God takes care of you. I pray that God takes care of your family. I pray that God takes care of each element in your life. That's my prayer for you and for myself as well. And once again, I just want to thank God for giving me that message. And I appreciate it. And I want to thank each listener. I pray for each one of you who even came on the show to listen. May God add a blessing to your life. And I just, once again, I want to express my sympathy for the Mandela family. I want to just uplift them in prayer and continue to do so. And on Saturday, we will have a special guest, an actress, Ms. Howell. So please stay tuned on my Facebook page. Also, please, gospel artists, actors, actress, you guys can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. I want to once again thank and welcome my newcomers. Please bring other individuals on, for this is a ministry and we're geared toward bringing in souls and also feeding souls so that you will not be hungry for the word of God. So be sure, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And once again, I just want to say this before, while God put this on my heart, be encouraged, stay encouraged. You can't let the world talk you out of your blessing. You can't let the world bring you down. If God put you there, wherever there is, if God lifted you, if God done something in your life, if God whispered in your ear that he's going to bless you, count on it, expect it. But don't get off track with people. You know, you have to learn how to encourage yourself. You have to learn how to be around encouraging people. And so whoever that was for, continue in the Lord. Continue to trust in the Lord and continue to do well in the Lord. And until next time, until Saturday, and forevermore, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.